Happy to meet you all. It's not often that we have time for a meeting with the translators, so I'm very glad that it's happening now. And firstly, a big, big thank you, because without you, so many people wouldn't take benefit from Madhuban. And so I'm recognizing Vietnamese and Russian and French and Chinese, Mandarin. Oh, Malaysian. Mandarin. Okay. And Spanish and any other language? Oh, okay. Turkish. Okay. And Tamil, that's right. Good. Tamil. Tamil. And Mandarin. Very good. From Malaysia. Good. So, have you been able to take benefit even though you've been doing service? I translated for Dadi for many, many, many decades. And it usually wasn't on headphones. It was usually consecutive translation. And Dadi would speak for sometimes 1 minute, sometimes 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes, and expect me to translate. And I said to her, Dadi, it's not possible. And she said, I don't expect you to translate every word. Just translate the essence, the significance of what I'm trying to say. And that made me very light. And then most times I'd remember 90% of what she said, even if she was speaking for 5 minutes. But when I didn't, I still felt light because she made me light, saying that it's the significance that's more important than the words. So I'm sure that you must keep that in mind also, because when you're trying to follow a fast speaker, Brijmohan Bhai or someone like that, then you can't keep up with every word. You have to just get the essence. But you have to listen very attentively to be able to get the essence. What I'd find was that I'd hear Dadi and translate for her, and of course there was no time to write anything. Then when I'd try and make my notes, it was a very good exercise for me, because when you've translated, you've given it your full attention, and then when you try and write it down, then you see how much of it you've been able to capture. So it was excellent training for me personally. So I'm sure that it's helping all of you in Gyan and Yoga. Is that right? It really makes sure that you focus your attention and you don't let your mind go here and there. If you do, you slip the thread and then you can't catch up. So you have to really focus and concentrate. So it should actually be something everybody has a chance to do, because they would learn about concentration and focus. So it's not a class, you don't need another class, but it's really a chance to see if you have any questions or queries about the system that's been set up, any suggestions, any ideas. Everything okay? Yes, it's true. And as things get more and more challenging out there, it'll be not so easy to come to Madhuban. So wherever it is we are, we can then take benefit. And so I see that all this online service that's happening from Madhuban is a good preparation for that for the future, because there will be situations when we can't travel. Already people from China can't come to India at all. They're not getting their visas from the Indian government. China's allowing Indians to go there, but India's not allowing Chinese to come here. Canadians, that's going to be another big story. Just before Peace of Mind, there was the breakdown of relations between India and Canada, and we wondered whether the group, there was going to be a group of 18 who came, so we wondered whether they would make it, and thankfully they'd all got their tickets beforehand, and so they were able to come. But who knows what happens for the Brahmins. I think the Indians from Canada who have an OCI, they were able to come. OCI is the Overseas Citizen of India. It's not really a citizen of India, but they call it that. That it means you don't have to try and apply for visa or anything. But so they're able to come, but not the local Canadians. Vijay, it's okay if people sit. It's nothing confidential. I think they're coming early for the next meeting.
We created a team. So people who speak Spanish from abroad could translate the Murli or classes in Spanish the full year. So I was, one is if, I don't know, seniors could encourage other Spanish speakers to translate, because we are only very few.
No, we're not going to do that. Why?
Okay.
Because we encourage people to listen to their local center.
Oh, okay.
Because it's important that they have that contact. Because otherwise then when they want to come to India, the center doesn't know them, they don't know the center, and there's no contact. And then they arrive in Madhuban and they don't know the system, they don't know how to adjust. It's quite a problem.
But I think so, many people, they listen Gyan Sarovar Murli apart from their own Murli class, no? Like, we can listen so many different Murlis.
I mean, the information has been circulated, so people know about it.
Okay.
And then if they have time, then they do. But for most people who have jobs, listening to one Murli a day is enough. Then revising that Murli themselves on paper or however at night is enough. They don't have time to catch this Murli, that Murli, and the other Murli. That's the reality.
Well, personally, I do. I connect to many different centers throughout the whole day.
Most people don't have that luxury.
Yeah, my fortune. But we have like almost 200 people watching the Murli, but not only the Murli, but all the classes, no? So even if Spanish speakers are not in the class, like in that group, it would go online, and it could even be done like one brother from Mexico, he's doing so many classes or things, no?
It's good, fine.
Yeah, but like we're not so many, no? Like there's not like a huge, and I try to coordinate, but there's not a big group who...
We send out information about all the programs in Madhuban to the world. And then it's up to each individual.
Yeah. I don't know, but... You know, it's a nice system because people who speak Spanish and they're not here, they get the translation of almost all the classes. So I don't know if you want for other languages to encourage or...
As I say, it's there, available, and they have to say that they want it. We don't want to push people into more work.
Yeah.
There's a large group of Spanish translators. Vietnam has two or three translators for the whole country, full stop. So we can't say to them, sit and translate all day.
Yeah.
They've got other service to do. So.
Yeah.
But so I think you have to be satisfied.
No, I'm fine.
That everything is happening and everybody has the opportunity. Now it's up to each place to see what is comfortable for them. Right?
I've noticed that I used to translate since the first time I came to Madhuban, but as I got older, my ability to translate is not what it used to be. It used to be like second nature, now it's not. Any tips?
Practice. I think it's not so much age. It's a question of practice. When you used to come earlier days, when you were the only translator, then it was on the go all the time. Now it's maybe sometimes. And so I think that the mechanism just gets a little bit rusty. And so it needs a bit of practice again. So don't worry, it's not age. Young ones also have the same problem.
Didi, I have a question that how you maintain soul conscious throughout while you're speaking? Because we start with soul conscious, then after that it's not, because we feel that while we are translating, our energy is getting drained out because we are catching up with the words. So at some point, we don't focus on here, we focus on the words. So can you give us some tips like how to maintain the soul conscious throughout the thing?
I think it's a question of a feeling. When you practice soul consciousness, not when you're translating, but through the day, and then just keep that feeling of being a soul. It's not a thought. It's not just thinking I'm a soul, but it's a feeling of being a soul. And then if you keep that awareness of just being a soul, and you're listening to the words, you're focusing on the words, but the feeling is still there with you. There's a difference between thinking and feeling, right? So get to the stage through the day, just feeling, I'm here, I'm the light. So that practice then helps when you're translating. Then you keep that feeling. Yeah? I don't think it's useful for the gathering if there's nobody who's Spanish speaking. But if you're doing it online, then yes, it's worth carrying on. You sort out that with the technical people. But what I'm saying, it's fine to do it online, but you don't need to have that sound being broadcast through headphones or anything. Yeah, you sort that out. Yeah.
Om Shanti Didi. I was thinking about trans messengers. They also like translators from angelic into human. And when we receive messages from them, they take them from Babdada. But when Brahma Baba was in a Sakar form, especially in the very beginning of Yagya, so from whom did they take those passengers? Because today Baba also said in the Murli that he need mouths. So through whose mouths they have taken those messages to share it with everyone?
Today? You're talking about now at the current time.
I mean in the beginning of Yagya. How did they receive those messages?
Same way. Even Brahma Baba would give the messages that he wanted to ask to the trans messenger, and there were a few very specific trans messengers. It was Pushpa Shantadadi, the sister who is the instrument for Global Hospital. It was Dadi Santri, Dada, Baba's nephew, Vishwakishore Dada's Lokik wife, Shilendra Dadi, Queen Mother's daughter, Didi Manmoini's sister who lived in Bombay, and it was Dadi Gulzar. But because she was so young, mostly Baba's direct messages that Baba would ask would be through Pushpa Shanta Dadi. Yeah. And so at that time, the message would go to her, she would go to Baba and bring back the message. There was one funny scene. After Baba spoke the Murali, then a few of us would go into Baba's room. We would follow Baba and go there. And Baba's room was tiny at that time. Just where the chair is, it was the wall was there. So very small room. So maybe 5-6 of us would go in. And one day, I followed Didi Manmoini and went in. And she said to Baba, "Baba, why did you say this?" And Baba looked and said, "I didn't say that." And she said, "Baba, you did say this." And then Baba said, "Okay, it must have been Shiv Baba who said it. And next time Shiv Baba comes, you can ask him." So it was chit-chat between them, but it was a very sweet exchange. And then sometimes Baba would actually say, "Okay, Baba will ask the trans messenger and let you know." And again, Baba would actually ask the trans messenger, whoever at that time then happened to be around. Early days they were all together under one roof, so it was easy. But when they came to Abu, then many of them had gone on service, so then whoever was around, Baba would ask. There was actually a person called Sandeshi. She was Dadi Shantamani's sister, younger sister, so her name was Sandeshi. Then there was another one who was called Devta, because the princess of Satyug came in her in the early days in Karachi. And the princess soul stayed with her for about 10 days. And so it was like a demonstration of how a deity would walk, how a deity would look. And this person, Devta, by the time she left, she was in her 80s. But when she was younger, she was very beautiful anyway. So she really looked like a Devta. But that was another interesting scene of the drama. So 10 days. And when she would eat, it would be this much, just a tiny bit. So you were seeing everything demonstrated about the deity life. Yes, that also happened in Karachi in the very early days. They didn't have much gyan, and they didn't always have Baba, because Baba wasn't allowed to go meet everybody because of all the court cases that were going on. So the sisters' house, where 60 sisters lived with Mamma, all the Kumaris were there, and everybody who became a Dadi later, they were part of that group. So there would be days when Baba wouldn't come, or they wouldn't go to Baba. And so during that period especially, when there was a lot of struggle going on, then Baba was entertaining them. So when sometimes Baba says this is just games and play, that's also part of that story, in which firstly they knew that Baba was living in Clifton, but that was far and they couldn't go there, and Baba had to be very careful how often he came there, so that everything was happening quietly. And so trance was a way in which Baba entertained them beautifully. And also, some of the dadis, when they go into trance and see a scene, then Mama would say to them, okay, act it out, play it out, what did you see there? And so then they had all those costumes, the emperor costume, the empress costume, and all of that was there. So it was really children being entertained by the father. There's preparation for war going on, and then literally the war is happening outside, and the children can't go out anywhere. They went to the ocean sometimes, but very rarely. It wasn't like once a week or once a month. It was when Baba would say, okay, everything's calm, everything's quiet, let's go. And so it happened only from time to time. The rest of the time they were in that bhatti, literally not leaving the house. I know some people say to me, well, I'm in the center all day, I don't get a chance to go anywhere, I don't go out. I say, when I'm in London, I'm in Global House for weeks at a time and I don't go out. But Global House is big, so you don't feel that you're confined. But that's the thing, that they were there. The boarding school, the school which is now being run there, the rooms are not so big. The whole house is not so big. It's on three floors. But the biggest room, the classroom, could only have 50 people sort of like squashed together. So 60 young Kumaris squashed was fine. So it's not a very big place. And just imagine all these young women with a lot of energy, and they're just cooped up in this little house or their room, which they're sharing with 12 others. There was no single or double rooms, it was dormitories. So Baba found a way to entertain them, literally. That's it. Okay. So enjoy your translating service, and it does huge service of others and brings you many, many blessings and teaches you a lot to understand exactly what Baba is saying, what Baba means. And so benefit for the self and benefit for many. Okay. Those who are staying for the 30 plus years, raise your hands. A few. Okay, so I'll give those of you Toli later at the end. But the translators who are going to leave now, you can come and get Toli and your blessing. When we had a meeting of the over 30s in the October group, it was like 100 plus, because October is a favorite time to come to Madhuban anyway, and a lot of the over 30s had decided to come then, and we were in Pandav Bhavan in the meditation hall there, so that was a very lovely feeling. But Pandav Bhavan tends to be very occupied with renovations and all sorts of things going on. Huge renovations going on in Pandav Bhavan. I don't know whether you were aware of it. Some of you were. But that still continues, and it'll carry on for quite a while, because it hasn't been touched for 30 years, because the government was so scared that people would get the building materials and start constructing new things instead of just renovating. And so they stopped any passage from the bottom of the mountain to the top of any building materials. They would check the car trunks of local cars and see what they were carrying. So now they've relaxed a bit and things have changed a little bit, so we're beginning the reconstruction. But the next big step is going to be Om Shanti Bhavan. Some of you would have noticed bits of it are crumbling. So again, with the heavy monsoons and the intense heat and all of this extreme temperatures here in the mountain, so the fact that it's lasted 30 plus years is good. But it's time for a renewal. So I think Pandav Bhavan is going to be busy with all that activity for quite a while. Who are in Pandav Bhavan? Anyone? Very lucky. Very lucky. Yeah. Most others get a chance to stay one or two nights and that's it. So really just a chance to say hello and see if there's anything you want to share. It doesn't have to be a question, it can be a comment. You get plenty of classes and there'll be lots more coming your way today, tomorrow, the next day. What I've found is that it takes time to start questions, and then once the questions begin, then people don't want it to stop. So be brave and be the first one to ask. Good. Hold on, you have to get a mic. Come to the mic. The mic's coming to you.
This week on the Murli, Baba said, if you go in trance, you have to go in the right way. So, can you explain a little bit what is the right way to go in trance? Of course, those are not my aspiration, but you know, I get an idea.
Well, first thing is that you don't decide that you go into trance. Baba has to pull you. But what used to happen was something we were talking about just as all of you came in. Make a window for yourself if you're at the back. Find a space where you can see me. Or yes, you can occupy that sofa there. No, she's got a mic.
Okay.
Okay. So in the right way at that time meant, Baba saying, on Thursdays you offer bhog, you go to Baba, you get the message from Baba, and you come back down. You don't say, oh Baba, I want to sit and dance in the subtle region. Early days, that is what used to happen. The trance messengers used to go up and stay up for a long time, and they enjoyed the meeting with Baba, they enjoyed whatever was happening in the subtle region, then they'd come back and tell us. But now Baba says, offer bhog and come back. But even that, in the 80s, a message came from Madhuban. I think it was in the 80s, yeah. The message came from Madhuban that there shouldn't be offering of bhog with trance. Just offer bhog through meditation. And now there are only a few messengers who bring back messages. Mohini Didi, Shashi Ben, Rukmani Ben, Vedanti Ben. And I think that's about it. Nobody else really goes into trance. No, 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 don't go into trance. There was an interesting question that many, many years ago, somebody from foreign lands had asked Dadi Gulzar. And the question was, and I'll tell you very openly what her answer was, I won't hide it. The question was, how come we don't have trance messengers outside Bharat, except the two, Moini Ben and Vedanti Ben? And Dadi, you know how innocent Dadi was. So Dadi wasn't being diplomatic or anything, very innocent. And she just says, because double foreigners think too much. Yes, that was her answer. So when you're thinking, Baba can't pull you. But don't try to go into trance anyway. There's one particular individual who took the course and he was very, very adamant. How can I believe unless I see? I'm only going to believe in Shiv Baba if I have a vision of Shiv Baba. And I said, well, you're never going to have a vision of Baba, because Baba doesn't have to prove himself to anyone. And he reflected on that, and anyway, he continued to listen to Gyan and follow to a certain extent. But he's never become a really strong Pakka Brahman or anything. Because I think when you get stuck with this, that I will believe only if I have a vision, then you're creating a block for yourself to move forward in Gyan. So that's certainly one person that I know of. So Baba often, every so often it comes up in the Sakar Murali, don't have the thought of going into trance. But today was interesting because Baba himself said, my desire for trance was fulfilled. So Brahma, Dada Lekraj, not Brahma Baba, Dada Lekraj must have had that subtle thought, I wish I could have a vision of Narayan or Lakshmi or whatever. And so Baba gave him not just one, but several visions. And that was it. Then after that, Baba had no more visions. And as you all know, Mama had no visions at all.
I'll ask three questions out of once and you can answer. One is, is there a difference between bliss and super sensuous joy? That's the first question. And the second one is, Baba says, the sins are absolved when we are in remembrance of Baba, remembering Baba, but he also says, by spinning the discus, sins are absolved. It came in our recent release. So maybe you can help us. And third one is, like, we are in Gyan for 30 plus years, and some sanskars are so strong that we keep seeing them again and again, and so it just feels like, you know, how long it will take to become free of this. So what should we do in such cases? You know, how can we really pacify ourselves, it's all right, you'll make it, you'll be okay.
Okay. So the first question, I'll tell you the Hindi words, Atindriya Sukh, super sensuous joy, which means a happiness which is beyond the senses. And when you're caught up with the senses and you enjoy eating something, you enjoy listening to particular music, you enjoy seeing a sunset or beautiful flowers, well, that's all fine, but it's still very much connected with the senses. But that's also pleasure. We would say that that's pleasure rather than happiness. But the stage of super sensuous joy where it's not the experience through the physical senses, it's the inner experience of happiness. And so super sensuous joy is the inner experience of happiness. But where there's pleasure, there's pain. Where there's happiness, there's sorrow. And so today, even if it's super sensuous joy, I think joy and happiness are connected. So joy is more the external vision of happiness. But happiness is what you feel deep inside. But when you go beyond that, to a state that nothing can touch, then that is bliss, in which you are connected with God and experiencing God's love, no matter what else is going on around you here. And so if you look at the names of all the Swamis have something, 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 Ananda, bliss, something, 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 Ananda. And so they're supposed to be the people who reach that stage where there's only bliss, which means being lost in God's love, no matter what else is happening here. And if you think about the Dadis, then definitely this was their experience, that nothing could change their awareness of God's love or the joy that comes from God. They never let themselves come down on any level. And then, second one, my understanding where Baba says that sins will be absolved through yoga, that's of course very clear. But I think when Baba uses this term, settle sins with spinning the discus, Baba doesn't usually use this word absolved, but it's you're settling sins. I see it more as the activity in which maybe my eyes would otherwise see fault, or my eyes would see physical form. And in that stage where I am aware of self-realization, so spinning the discus means self-realization. So in that state of self-realization, I don't allow that sin to come. And so rather than finishing the sins of the past, I'm seeing it more as safety for me at the moment, so that it's preventing me from falling into sin. And what was the third one? Oh, yeah, the plus 30 years. I think we've been experiencing Baba's love, we've been enjoying the Muralis, we've been taking a lot of benefit from service, but we haven't had that focus on deep yoga, in which the fire of yoga is able to cleanse the soul, purify the soul. And so the change of sanskars happens through that purifying fire of God's love. And so I really need to focus on that stage. Then I'm going to be able to see the change in myself, but also others will see the change in me too. Brahmin life has been busy, busy, busy life. It's been a life in which there's a lot of service, in which there's a lot of good company, and we enjoy that. It's been sometimes a lot of travel. For most people, they've traveled more in their Brahmin life than they ever did before. I know this is true for people from England, even to come from Scotland to London would have been a big deal for Lokic people, most Lokic people, not all, but most. But today they come down from Scotland 3-4 times a year, and not just Scotland to London, but they come from Scotland to Madhuban, they go to Germany, they go here and there, and So there's, in India they say you put a wheel on your foot and you understand what that means. And so yes, most Brahmins have a wheel on their foot. And so there's a lot of travel, but we don't make the space and time for dedicated yoga. That's why the sanskars haven't changed. Because it doesn't happen just by thinking of Baba for a few minutes and then getting on with your work. But really the settling of karma happens and the sanskars change through intense fire of yoga. Anyone this side of the room? Somehow? Yep? Okay. Yep. No.
Okay. Okay, the question is, there seems to be a lot of, a big flow of souls coming to Gyan in Bharat. And there seems to be much less flow in the foreign lands. Like, really less and less and less flow. So, Didi, how would you comment on that?
Even in foreign lands, what I've noticed in recent times is that it seems to be Bharatvasis who are coming. I remember when I used to go to Australia, there would be one or two Bharatvasis. And the last time I went in last year, in September, I think, there were so many, many, many Bharatvasis. They outnumbered the local Australians. And in London again, we have 200 plus in the Hindi class, and we have about 70, 80 in the English class. So, but Germany again, I see that a huge number of, and America. This morning I was meeting the Florida group, and most of them were Bharatvasis, whether from Trinidad or whether from India, but origin is Bharat. My understanding of all of this is that, yes, of course, people from Bharat find it very easy to accept Baba's knowledge. People from abroad, Baba's often commented on how you had to take a big jump to get over the obstacles of culture, of language, of different belief systems, many, many different things. And the Bharatvasis didn't have to do that. So it's much easier for a Bharatvasi to come to Baba than for a person who's been born into another country, another religion. But I also see that there's a transition of time in the sense that early days when many Brahmins came to Baba, most of them became air quality souls who became instruments for service in their own country or in many other countries also. And gradually that number has declined, it's decreased. And so today you have not so many Western Brahmins, new ones coming to Baba. You have a few. It continues, it hasn't stopped. But actually the same thing is true in Bharat. If you ask people about Baba, when Baba asks a gathering who's here for the first time, half the hall stands up. Now that gives you an indication of how many, many people are coming, but to what extent are they the air quality souls? It's a big question. And so it seems that whether it's souls abroad or souls in Bharat, the air quality souls mostly have come. And yes, now there will be somebody who surprises us and Baba says, last go fast. And so I'm sure there will be some who are like that. But this is why I think that generally, as time has gone on, souls have actually come to Baba already. And a few more still waiting to come, so we continue to give Baba's message, we don't stop. But I think the majority of Brahmin souls have come already. And then, yes, there's lots of souls who are still going to come and they'll take Baba's message. And I think even in that, the prophet souls have probably already come. Why? Because Baba sometimes used to say that prophet souls will come and meet Baba. And so during Sakar Baba's days, there's only one photograph I've seen with a Buddhist monk. You would have all seen that photograph, it's quite famous. But nobody knows who he was or how he came to Madhuban, so obviously it was just sort of like a one-off. It wasn't people of other traditions who came. And Avyakt Baba, of course, has invoked all of us, and the numbers of Brahmins who've taken birth since Baba became Avyakt is huge. It's practically everyone. And so the souls that came at that time also would have included some of the prophet souls. If you think about how many powerful yogis would be there in class, and then now today they're not there. So what's their part? I think some of them definitely must have been prophet souls who've gone on to play their own part, to serve their own tree in some form or another. One second.
Okay, we also have one more question coming up.
In relation to what you just said about that some of those souls are not here, and they, some of them may be prophet souls, but also Baba many times says that the souls will come back. Those who have left will come back because there's no other shop. So
that also I'm seeing. In many places, people who left 30 years ago and had a taste of what's going on in the world out there, in many, many centers, many have come back. That some of them would have been prophet souls for sure, because they would have met Baba. That's why I think that some of them would have been there.
But do you think that everyone who has been a BK and left, will they come back sooner or
yes.
later?
Yes, I think they'll definitely come back. At the time when the whole world recognizes Shiv Baba, if at that time they also then say, yes Baba, you came and I recognized you and then I left. But there will be recognition that yes, this is the truth. And so they will also recognize. At the moment, whatever other excuses they give, very often it's because of sanskars. There's a sanskar clash. Early days it used to be attachments that used to pull people away from Baba. But now at the moment, if somebody's taking a distance, and not just people surrendered at the center, but people living out there also, but I see it's because of sanskar clashes. And then at the end, when you can't give any excuses because of this one, because of that one, because of this thing or the other thing, then you have to say that, yes, it was me, my sanskars. But also within people who, say for example, they're not living in a center now, but they're at home, they're working and they're having a full Brahmin life and helping at the center. Baba has not put a line down the middle saying that only those living in a center are going to be the most elevated souls. I was always said, live at home and do what you need to do for your livelihood, and you can still be one of the 108. So that's a different stage.
I mean, all these Shivani babies everywhere. At the airport I met a man, very gentle, very sweet. Is it that they are having transformed, they're looking so gentle, I feel really jealous about them, you know, sparkling. And he told me, just Shivani's class. So what kind of transformation they have to go through, or did already, went through, what time do they have?
Who are you talking about?
This young Brahmins, the Shivani babies, we always say, you know, coming just by internet and just by...
I don't see them as being Pakka Brahmins.
Yeah.
I see that, you know, they're on that sort of periphery where a little bit of gyan is enough and
but so sweet. I really feel jealous, you know.
I don't think you should feel jealous 1%. I think you should really just appreciate that, yes, the work that Baba's teaching us to do is very deep. It's a cleansing of samskaras of 64 births. So the work that Baba's wanting us to do to come to the stage of Sattva Pradhan, you know, okay, so you meet him and he's very sweet, and then one day there's something that happens and you see him explode or collapse. No, where there's just a little bit of gyan and I'm quite content with that, I feel it's a new soul, very much a new soul.
The Prophet would like to ask a question. Do dreams have a connection with trance and with the future?
I think the Russians have another question. They've been waiting for the mic again. Wait. I'll answer this then. Dreams don't have any connection with trance. That's what I understand. And dreams sometimes have a connection with the future, but not always. So if you see something in your dream and you think it's going to happen today, tomorrow, it may not. It might never happen. It might take a year to happen. I'm thinking about how 1974, Daddy came to London, and she used to have very powerful dreams of service. And then later on, in 82, she used to have dreams in which it wasn't of service, but her feeling was Baba had taken her somewhere to do service through her. This was when she was out of action for about a year and she couldn't even come down the stairs in Baba Bhavan. And she only would meet everyone after Amrit Vela. People would come from Amrit Vela and we'd be upstairs in Baba's room. Then after Amrit Vela, 4:45, we'd turn around, take drishti from her, and she'd speak for about 5-7 minutes. She couldn't manage more than that. She didn't have the energy. And the diagnosis hadn't been happening in London. Then when she came to India the following year, 83, then it was diagnosed. But anyway, so we'd ask Daddy, what do you do all day? Because she'd just be alone in her room. And she'd say, Baba took me on service. I don't know where he took me, I don't know what I did, but I know that I feel very happy and content that Baba made me an instrument to serve. So different stages of dreams, but the future is fixed. We understand that. And so yes, there is a recording within the soul of last kalpa. And sometimes the curtain opens and we get a little glimpse of the future. But sometimes it's just, I'm processing what has happened through the day. And so it's not making a lot of sense. The tail is of the donkey, the body is of a giraffe, and, you know, a combination of things. Why? Because the intellect has become quiet. Because when you sleep, then the intellect isn't functioning. The mind is still functioning, but not the buddhi. And normally it's the buddhi that makes logic and reason of whatever it is I see and hear. But when the buddhi is silent and the mind is just processing itself, then it's a bit of a mixture of this, that and the other. So sometimes it might be that it's an indication of the future, but sometimes it's just a jumble.
If you allow us to ask the question, through these many years we are all in contact with the Brahmin family, so how to avoid getting attached to any particular Brahmini or Brahmin oneself, and how to how to handle things in such a way that others do not get attached to us.
In terms of not allowing me to get attached to somebody, it needs that constant attention. So to be checking myself, because if I do feel that I'm beginning to be attached to somebody, that's the time to say, I have to be careful now. And of course it's because I'm not taking enough from Baba. If I'm taking all that I need from Baba, then the soul is full and content, then I don't get attached to anybody here. Otherwise there's a tendency, because there's a space inside, so there'll be a tendency to catch whoever happens to be around, Brahman, Brahmani, whatever, whatever. So I just have to keep that attention that I don't get trapped, but also making sure that I stay full and content by taking from Baba. And then to make sure that others don't get attached to me, maybe you heard the story from Dadi, because she shared the story a few times in classes. She said that when she first came, she was elated, so happy to be with Baba, because she'd been in bondage, then came to Baba. And after some time, she began to feel a bit of sorrow, and she couldn't understand where it was coming from. She went to Mama. Mama asked her a few questions, and she still couldn't really connect with what Mama was explaining. But then Mama said to her, okay, we go to Baba. Came to Baba, and Baba said to her, you gave so much happiness to your Laukik family that they are still remembering you. You're not attached to them, but they're still very attached to you. You have to stop thinking of yourself as Janki. You think of yourself as Janki and their attachment touches you and their sorrow. If you stop thinking of yourself as Janki, then even though they're still attached, it won't reach you to cause you any sorrow, but with time, they will get used to being detached. So the lesson was about soul consciousness. Now, do I think of myself as Janti, or do I think of myself as that eternal light? And if I'm thinking of myself as Janti, then yes, people will get attached. Who's heard Daddy share the story? Yeah.
Two questions. If you'd like to share some of your news. And second question, do you have any special message for this old army?
My experience has been juggling between India and abroad. And when I'm in London, there's been huge amount of travel this year, like Africa and America and long distance, not just a little bit. But the experience has been that Baba keeps me very light, so I'm able to manage it. I really know that just me as Janti could never have managed the amount of traveling and everything else that's going on. It's not just a travel from A to B. When you arrive at B, then it's non-stop. So it's Baba. So I'm very grateful that the opportunity is there and I have the stamina somehow to manage it. But I also know that that part is changing. Why? Because a lot of travel has been in India, and since Nirvibhai's departure, I've been asked to stay more in Madhuban, because there is a big gap and nobody can fill that gap. You know, there's now the system is, it's not been announced as such, but it's sort of generally known. I don't think an official letter has gone out. I'll ask Shashivan to do that actually. But Brijmanbhai was immediately appointed as the Secretary General of the organization. That happened instantly. but the others, it was only, I think, last week or a little while ago that they then mentioned that there would be three brothers who would take on the role of assistant secretary generals. And that was Karuna Bhai and Mrityunjay Bhai and Pratap Bhai. And they each have their own specialities and different roles. And so they would take care of a lot of the things that Nirbhay Bhai would have been doing. So they can't take on his role in a way. But yet, I've been asked to stay more in Madhuban so that then when people come, they have somebody to visit. They already have a few places they visit, but when Moini Didi is not there, then she meets a lot of people. And I don't think she can extend her time in India more than she is already. But I've been asked to not just stay in India, but to stay in Madhuban longer. So I think that my travels across India, I've had a good taste of north, south, east and west. So for 2 years it's been non-stop. But now I think I'll be more here than around India. So that's what's happening as far as I'm aware. No, Shantivan. It'll be more in Shantivan. Because here you have Didi Sudesh there, more or less fixed, so that's always beneficial. Then in terms of this group, then the two words that Baba's been talking about a lot, ye videshiyon ka karya chal raha, aur jo khas 35 log se jyada hai gyan mein. So the two words in Hindi, they go together very closely. Chera, chalan. Chera means face and chalan, behavior. The new ones who come to Baba have very high expectations of the golden oldies. I think you're aware of that, aren't you? Are you aware of that? They've been 4 years in Gyan, 5 years in Gyan, maybe less than that, or maybe even 8-10 years in Gyan. But they have this impression that if you've been in Gyan 30 years, 40 years, you'll be nearly karmatit. Are you feeling nearly karmatit? Think back to when you came to Baba. When you were in Gyan, 5 years, 7 years, 8 years, you thought that anybody over 30, 40 years in Gyan should be almost karmatis. And of course at that time we were seeing the dadis and they were nearly karmatis. And so you really put people on a pedestal in that way. And so the expectation is a very high one. And so I think that we really have to prove that yes, we are the ones who are the original jewels. We are the ones who have been with Baba all these years, but also we are the ones who've had all the sustenance from Avyakt Bap Dada and also from the Dadis. Dadi Prakashmani, Dadi Janki, Dadi Gulzar, Manohar Dadi, Dadi Ratan Mohini, all these Dadis. Who? Shantamani Dadi. So, absolutely. Nirbhay Bhai, Jagdish Bhai, you know, all the brothers also. So if you think about how much you've received from Baba, from the Dadis, from the Dadas, and so it's time now to reveal that through my behavior so that we truly are the examples of what Baba wants us to be. We've had so much, all of us, every one of us. And so, personal meetings, yes. I think many, many people in this room would have had personal meetings with Dadi Janaki for sure. Not just the ones from Europe, but everywhere. And then I think Dadi Komarka, some of you would have had personal meetings with her. So these two Dadis definitely gave us so much, so much. Dadi Gulzar was not so available. When she came to stay in Shakti Bhavan, then Dadi would often send people to her. But otherwise in Pandav Bhavan, she was not so available, and she was not here so often in Gyan Sarovar. So we've had a lot. And so people want to see proof. They want to see an example. And it's not just Sudesh Ben and myself, but it's they want to see proof from all the people who've been following Gyan. I remember some years ago, somebody who'd been in Gyan for a long time at that time said to me, I think Baba's keeping me here still because he wants to have proof that Raj Yoga works. In the sense that he felt that he wasn't making so much effort, but somehow Baba was still carrying him and pulling him along. And he said that yes, there's plenty of new ones with more energy, more creativity, but I think Baba's keeping us alive so that we can be the proof. So definitely there has to be the visible proof of Raj Yoga in our lives so that we can show people that yes, this is what Raj Yoga does. Otherwise, if you don't see the proof, how will people know that it works or it doesn't work? That's it?
No, no. We know that, going back to sanskars, we know sanskars are higher than the sky, deeper than the ocean. We know that sanskars is the biggest department in the yajna. And in my early days, I didn't know the word sanskars. But it's now being old, I understand what sanskars is. But something that I've been feeling, as opposed to running to our seniors, is to write. And I've been doing this a lot. And I've been reading Mamma's book back home in the evenings. And one of the things I noted from that, Mamma said, Baba never rejected any of the children because of sanskars. So the question is, I've been feeling more now to be more detached in myself, from people, from situations. But coming here for the last 2 days, I've been feeling I don't think that's the right thing. So where am I going wrong? And I don't want to reject myself, don't want to reject others, but I want to just live and walk the name and directions of what Baba and the Yajna and Baba has given me. So I don't know if it's a question, but maybe you can add to that.
First step is to be detached, as you said. But detachment isn't enough because I need to create Satyug. And in Satyug we're not isolated. We're very much connected with each other and the family. And so the family relationship has to happen here. And I think it was this week or the week before, this week, Baba was talking about faith. And faith in the self, faith in Baba, faith in drama, faith in the family. Faith in Baba, Baba said, everyone pass, no question, you wouldn't be here otherwise. But faith in the self, sometimes we don't always keep that faith as strong as it needs to be. And if I have faith in myself that yes, with the power of faith, I'm going to get to that state of victory. So faith in myself gives me stability, it gives me security, it gives me confidence that yes, I'm on track and I'll get there to my destination. And when I feel secure within myself, then I'm not troubled by the sanskars of others. When I'm insecure, then I react. that I'm stable, I'm secure. The Hindi word is swaman, very nice word, the inner dignity, the dignity of the self. When I have that, then Baba always says that with that swaman, that self-esteem and value for myself, then I'm able to see others and give them respect also. I don't need anything from them. I don't need their respect. It's not a business. I'm not going to bargain and say, well, you give me respect first, then I'll give you respect. Or I'll say, well, they've never given me respect, so why should I give them respect? Whatever, that's business. And that's not what Baba wants. And that's not what I want, because that's not going to get me to Satyug. If my vision is focused on my goal, Sato Pradhan, deity stage, then I have to maintain my own inner dignity, no matter what else is going on. And if somebody's behaving badly, and they upset me, then I'm going to get more upset with them. But if somebody's behaving badly, and I'm above it, because I'm in that stable stage of valuing who I am, it doesn't matter what they say or do, my stage doesn't come down, they can't take away my dignity, then in that stage of self-respect, I can accept them as being part of the family. And Baba's always said two things. One, they must have some speciality. Can I focus on that? I can name a dozen faults, but can I also see what they're doing for Baba and who they are? That being, that special soul. And secondly, Baba always says that out of all the population of the world, how many are Brahmins? Even though we are a million, what's a million compared to 8 billion? And so out of the huge population, a handful belong to Baba. And out of that handful, really only an even smaller number will actually be part of the rosary. But all the others, Baba has accepted and made them belong to him. And so this is why Baba sometimes says, Baba has love even for the last number soul. And sure, Baba never rejected anyone. That's a fact. And so if I think about my own mistakes, Baba still accepted me and continued to sustain me and carry me forward. It's a reality for all of us. We've all made mistakes. No one here who's not made a mistake. And so Baba still continues to love us, sustain us, and give us opportunity. So can I see Baba, and with my faith in Baba, learn to have faith in my family? Because the two things that make us shake is the faith in others, the family, but also the question of drama and faith in drama. And why is this happening? It shouldn't be like this. It has to change. Why isn't it changing? So drama is sweet. Drama is benevolent. Drama is kind. Drama is my friend. Drama is my mother. Can I remind myself of all of this when things are in upheaval? I don't know how true this is, but I read a comment about COP29, and wherever they have the climate change conferences, they take over a space. It needs a huge, huge, huge space. You know, you have meeting rooms, you have an auditorium, you have many things going on. So in one place in Paris, they took over the redundant old airfield. That gives you an idea of how much space is needed. A whole airfield became the COP place where we had COP. So apparently this place, the floor is unstable. And so as people are walking, maybe it'll be fixed by the time I'll go. But apparently the floor is a little bit unsteady and unstable. And so they're saying that it's an indication of people's emotions also. which I believe, because Trump, when he was last in power, exited from climate change discussions totally, and things were reversed, and then Joe Biden came and things came back again, but now Trump again, and so but just to remember that, you know, whether it's anyone who's in a leadership position in politics at the moment, they're part of the drama. Drama is right, that they're in the position that they are, so that then things can move forward. So drama, if I argue with drama, I fight with drama, I disagree with drama, what's happening to my stage, what's happening to my faith? But if I can see the benevolence in drama, and really that drama is moving to its conclusion. This is a time for explosions, people's sanskaras to come out, situations to explode. It's all happening. We're on track. Yeah.
This question maybe is a little bit connected to that, but you know, we all know about the gross forms of ego, but the subtle form, which sometimes has come up in classes, is this the consciousness of I know what's right. And so if things happen, sometimes we all, or many of us, might have to witness things happening in the center, or, you know, in the yagya, or meaning in our service field, that are not right, or we perceive as our discernment strongly tells us that this is really not, it's not according to Baba's system, or something isn't right. And what I mean, what my question is, how do you, what's the step by step, as in I know I react basically when I witness something, and you know, I'm not detached basically. So what's the step by step thing? How can you come to a place where you can actually not have instantly jump kind of, you know, internally and think, no, this can't happen, you know, like as in, you know, this needs to change, or we need to do it differently, or whatever. And then at the same time, sometimes things have to be addressed, of course, as well. So you do need to express things sometimes. But basically how to come to a place of detachment. I know drama, the point of drama, but this particular one I find very tricky. When things happen that are against Baba's systems,
Baba would say, what they're doing is wrong. Is my reaction right? Two wrongs don't make a right. So my reaction is totally against Baba's system also. So I have to remind myself of that, that what I'm doing at this moment, I'm trying to correct something, but I'm stepping out of line also. So maybe that's the most important realization, that my reaction isn't going to help things get right. But maybe yesterday I met somebody who's not in Gyan. The husband's in Gyan, she's not in Gyan, but she's come to Madhavan just as a guest with him. And I asked them, what are you taking away from Madhavan? And she said, to pause. And the pause button is something that many Brahmins haven't yet learned. The instant reaction, pause. Put my thoughts, press the pause button. You've got a pause button on your phone. So press the pause button here. Hold it. Just for a moment. And you know, when in English they say count 10, we don't even count to 3, never mind 10. And Baba says, put a bead in your mouth. Okay, first I'm feeling the reaction inside, but let me stay silent and let me pause. And then, okay, there's no point in saying anything at this moment. It's not going to be accepted because there's a role, there's a heat that's on. So just pause, put a bead in your mouth, and then I've cooled down. And I'm looking at the situation from a different perspective, understanding why they did what they did, even though I feel it's not right. Maybe there's a reason behind what it is they did. And when I'm cool, not when I'm angry, and when I think this is wrong, that is anger. It's not just ego, but it's also anger. And so let me become cool and then have a conversation with that person alone. I don't understand why you did this. Can you please explain? And then that will give you an opening to share your thought, but also to hear from their side why they think in that particular way.
So basically realizing that that it's a weakness, that it's wrong, and then pause, meaning just be still and connect with Baba. And then when I've cooled down, then you speak to.
But even then, you might still not be able to sort it out and put it right. And then at that moment, you have to become the child and say, Baba, you're in charge. I can't do anything about this, but you're in charge. As I said, it takes a moment to stir the nest and, and then lots of things start coming out.
So, Lidi, I heard in one of your class sharing the specialties of three dadis, the power of truth for Dadi Janki, power of silence for Dadi Gulzar, and power of love from Dadi Prakash Maniji. Like, looking at 2024-2025 now, like when we look at these specialties from three dadis, like power of silence, like how do you draw that line, imbibing that, you know, virtue from dadi, where sometimes you have to speak up and take actions when you are at work? And like power of love, like we have seen and heard about Dadi Prakash Maniji, like, you know, her love was law. But how do you draw that line for love and law in this present moment? And same for power of truth, I have seen in my own life. Sometimes when you speak truth, people doesn't accept it as well. So how do we take those three qualities from three dadis in present 2024-2025?
The power of silence, connected very much with what I was sharing now. There's a moment to be silent and not to react. Then there's a moment in which, yes, I can speak to that individual and say whatever it is I need to say, but staying calm and very respectfully. There's more likelihood of being heard in that way, otherwise there isn't. With love, I think it's a little bit of a difficult situation at work. Maybe you'd replace that with respect. Let me be respectful with everyone, and truly, then there's no discrimination. So, if there's respect for everyone, and you treat everyone with that respect, then you're able to explain to them what the law is, what the discipline is, and that's going to help. And in terms of truth, Baba says that kindness is more important than truth. If at this moment I speak the truth and I know it's not going to be accepted, it's just simply going to cause hurt, it's going to damage the relationship, then that's not a good thing. Let there be kindness, and then with kindness the person comes a bit closer, and then maybe they'll be ready to listen to the truth. So, the dadis had all of this. We talk about silence, but they knew when to give correction and explain something. Dadi Prakash Mani had a lot of love, but she was very much power of purity. That was absolutely vital for her. And then Dadi Janki, you heard how many of her classes she's mentioned, Sachaya Safai, honesty and cleanliness.
Maybe one more thing I wanted to ask, like, you know, as we were talking about the sanskars, and especially, you know, I want to ask your experience when you were traveling, like as you, you know, mentioned about this year or last year, like, you know, traveling all over the places. How do you see yourself while traveling, like, you know, having Baba with you as a companion or bringing that yoga in action? What practices or what naturally you do, you know, when you travel as a practical tips for us?
In a very practical way, I'm never traveling because I just want to travel. I think that's the most important thing. I think I'm traveling because Baba has asked me to do this. And so I see it as Baba's task, not my task. And then I know that as soon as I arrive, there's going to be 1,000 things. But I also know that it's Baba's task. And so when it's Baba's task and Baba's doing it, then yes, I just have to be an instrument and just be available, which means keeping my mind clear and clean, not engaged and occupied with criticism or rubbish of any type, but just keep yourself clear and clean and Baba can work. Well, thank you for asking very personal questions. So I have a special toli for you all. This is the toli Bundi. Do you know what is Bundi? The little golden grains and Bundi Laddu. And when Baba used to give Bundi Laddu, he'd say, now count how many of those little dots you're eating and make sure you serve that number of souls. So I don't think it's actually possible, but but keep that in mind. I'm eating all these little dots. And there isn't another place outside Madhuban where they make bundi. Usually the circles are about this thick. And Madhuban dot is a fraction of my fingernail. So very, very special. So that's for all of you. Okay. But enjoy your time in Madhuban and carry away treasures and make sure that you're the example. Om Shanti. And actually there's something else which is very precious. These are these are statements from Dadi, and I hope there's enough for everyone who wants it. And if you're living in a center with somebody else and can share, then probably that would help. But if you're on your own, that's also fine. I think we'll have to say it's one per center and one per family if it's a couple. So, but this is called Subtle Signals, and it was produced in New York, and it's just little statements from Dadi and a lot of space inside for you to reflect. And maybe if you're sharing, you put your reflections in your journal book rather than in here.
Before we close, I have one comment. So thank you very much for coming, and thank all of you for showing up. In our planning group, we always find we are inadequate in providing enough programs for TT Plus. So we're not quite sure how to make them feel that their experience in Madhuban is fulfilling. So one idea we came up with is that if one or two of you would like to help or to volunteer or to help us form some support so that you can work over time to specially create programs for this group, we would be happy to have your support.
Very good. I second that proposal. I think it's a very good idea. So let Vijay Bhai know your name and where you're from.